All right, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017 in Las Vegas. What's your name, sir?
Deepak Dutt.
And what's the name of your website?
Zigra.com.
And what do you do at Zigra.com?
So we are a continuous authentication company. It's powered by AI. We bring together technologies like behavioral biometrics, artificial intelligence, and sensor analytics to answer the question, who is the real user behind the device or transaction?
Continuous authentication. I love it. Now, how do you accomplish that?
So we, as I said, we take a look at seven layers from device, network, social, location, biometric, and behavioral. That means taking a look at how do you hold the phones, angle you hold it, the pressure you apply on the touchscreen, the acceleration as you move.
Wow.
But the way you type, the way you walk, the way you drive. So taking a look at all these different sensors, we create a unique cognitive signature for the user.
Yeah, that's almost, it's almost a biometric, kind of.
Exactly.
Like an artificial, that's cool stuff.
So it's a platform where behavioral is one component, but it could layer biometrics on top of that. So if you want to put AI and biometrics together, that's part of our platform.
Yeah. No, this whole thing about, I mean, I do the same thing every day.
Right.
I'm a creature of habit. Right. I get up in the morning, I walk here, I walk here, I eat breakfast, I go to the studio, I do this. You could almost probably get my number of walks per day down to plus or minus a couple hundred, right?
Exactly.
But if somebody starts taking my phone and they're on a marathon, that's different. Or if they're not walking, I'm dead. That's fascinating. A flight or something and the typing. Wow, that's, I've never heard of that part of it. Everybody talks about the other part.
Right.
But the behavior not everybody gets into.
There
so I'm
go.
Really, I, this, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
We need that level of detail in cybersecurity.
Yeah.
It's about getting that 360-degree view of the user.
Right.
Complete holistic view so you can say, yeah, this is the user and it's not a good device. Right. So that's the question the industry is kind of grappling with, and that's what we target to solve.
Okay, now, where does this reside? Who uses it? Is it enterprise level? Is it average users? What is it?
So it's from our perspective, we go through mobile banking applications, payments, commerce, health insurance applications, and all that kind of stuff. Right. So it's about protecting the end user. With the vision of Zigra was to make security invisible. So from an end user perspective, everything should be subconscious.
Yeah.
So they don't have to know about it. If they know about it, it's too much friction, they'll turn it off. Right. So from this perspective, what they do is what they are in the sense that authenticates them. So like your tennis swing, your golf swings and such, is just part of your daily routine. Right, I think, and from a you could reside either on the phone, entirely on the phone, and host it in the trusted execution environment, or it could be in the cloud servers, or it could be as an appliance inside our customers' data centers.
So if I'm a CISO of a bank in a wealth management division, I can use this in stealth for all of the wealth advisors to ascertain where they are, what activities they're doing. Are they using the iPad? Are they really the ones logging in?
Right. So it's about getting insight into, at any point in time, who's using the device or the application and such in a continuous fashion, rather than tracking them through everything that they do. It's about when they are doing specific transactions, do I know who this person is, right? So in that scenario, it would be when they are completing a task, it's them.
So from PayPal, would be able to...
Exactly, yeah, exactly. PayPal, Uber, any of those mobile commerce companies as well, they have a high degree of assurance that this is the user. So, for example, if it's Amazon, they're going through that process of buying something, coming at checkout, and checkout, you're dealing with the right person, so you don't have to have that level of friction.
Right.
Right? So it's very seamless. It's great for customer experience as well. Right.
Now, I get that a bank would want this, and Wall Street wants it, because the cause and effect and risk analysis is, if we screw up, major loss.
Right.
Little impact. I mean, how do they phrase that? Major impact. Small event, right?
Right.
But you know what? Potentially, it could be a giant impact on almost any business. So what prevents people from entering your space and using your stuff? Is it a cost barrier? Is it a knowledge barrier?
About using our technology?
Yeah, in other words, I'm guessing that the grocery store doesn't use you.
Right.
They got point of sales data, but you stole my can of beans, I'll deal with it on the another way,
right?
But if I compromise Steven Spielberg's bank account, I got a problem.
Right.
So I got to do something more serious.
Exactly.
So what is the switch in a consumer's brain at an enterprise level that says, I got to use this?
It's about security hygiene, if you may. It's kind of a chance of saying, I need this as a security layer no matter what. As an additional layer, I'll put it in. And then you want to use it for specific use cases, if you may. In some cases, it's proof of proof of presence. In other cases, bot detection. In some cases, account takeover.
I mean, it's in a bank, Dorothy, it's compliance, right?
Right.
They have to do it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's not only to protect the consumer, but also protect your data behind the scenes on the server, right? So both perspectives matter. So we started research on this back in 2009 within the University of Waterloo and Carleton. Bringing together these kind of nascent technologies, AI, behavioral biometrics, sensor analytics, and such, and put together around 14 patent applications in this space.
Wow, fabulous. Yeah.
And more recently, after 6 years, got our first patent approved and granted by the USPTO, and kind of a very broad patent in the sense, bringing together all these different layers in to give that full 360-degree view of the user.
Yeah.
And that becomes very important because just looking at one or two layers does not give you that holistic picture. Right, so, and that's what we have achieved in the last little while. And now saying, now it's time for behavioral biometrics to take off, time for the industry to kind of give you that kind of viewpoint.
Now, if you added biometrics to it,
let me
rephrase it. Are you planning on adding actual biometrics to it at some point?
Right, so at the core sits our artificial intelligence engine, and biometrics could be one of the inputs. So our patent allows us that kind of flexibility to bring in, let's bring biometrics in, and then it's essentially putting biometrics on AI,
right?
And taking it to the next level, which is required because any kind of static piece of verification is broken today. And we make it all dynamic by putting it onto our platform. Exactly. We call it n-dimensional. So today it's 6, tomorrow it could be 7. So we kind of expand on that, as I said, to get that full view of the user, per se, which is very important for making those decisions.
Dorothy, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good again.
There you go.
Yeah, every show we decide whether it'll be for good or not so good.
Right.
Because all the products are good, and but the threat is like, oh my God, I didn't know about that threat. So we know about the threat, and your solution seems fabulous.
Thank you.
Now, what keeps Deepak up at night? What do you worry about?
So it's a constant challenge getting to see where the fraudsters are now, you know, working through, what's the new innovation they are coming out with, and how do we constantly, you know, keep up with them, right? And that's a challenge that we are going through as an industry. And I think that's part of what keeps me up at night. So how do you make security invisible and less frictionful for the user? So.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming on SecurityGuyTV.com and Black Hat 2017.
Thank you.
And check out his website, ZIGHRA.com. What a fabulous product. I'm really impressed. Very good.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.